think you'd go home? I mean, from Chicago, you could probably...
Yeah, I probably would go home, but I don't have a working car right now. I could drive it around town to class, but it would definitely not make it on the highway from all the way here to Chicago. But if not, I probably would go home.
What do you drive?
I've got like a 92 Jeep. Parents got me for a senior year for probably, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 probably.
You only got so. It doesn't have a moped.
I got a moped, but that probably won't make the trip to Chicago. So, but yeah, my mopeds are the best. Those things are awesome. I don't know what I'd do without it.
Good time for you guys to get a little recharge.
Yeah, definitely. Coach Ferentz talked about how since from the start of camp and then through the regular season, through the end of the regular season, this is kind of like a middle point. So I think we've been working for 8 or 9 weeks or something like that. And, yeah, this is a nice middle point for a little break in competition.
At the middle point, what would you say about taking that?
I think so far we've done well throughout the season, and the first part, I think, you know, we've improved, which is important, and I think our attitude has been good, and we've been working hard every week throughout practice to try and improve each week.
What about you?
I think I've improved too, you know, just like the team, just trying to work week in and week out on their strengths and weaknesses, and just trying to develop those weaknesses and the strengths.
What do you think of, now on our team, we were talking to Julian, and he goes, yeah, we don't see a lot of two-back offenses anymore. How do you feel like being kind of an old-school or throwback guy?
Yeah, definitely. There's not that many people with a pro-style offense or who use a fullback on a regular basis. But, yeah, so it is kind of like, you know, a fullback's kind of not a position anymore for most teams around the country. But, yeah, you know, I just take pride in my position, and obviously I like it.
How do you land in that spot? Take me through how most people, they want to be A-Rob, I guess.
Right, yeah. Know? I mean, I came in as a linebacker. I played quarterback in high school, so linebacker wasn't the best fit for me, so they kind of moved me over to fullback, and I struggled with that for, you know, a little bit, and then things started clicking for a while, and that's how I got to where I am right now.
Brad, you're catching more passes though in the first half of this season.
Yeah, you know, Rick's tried to throw me a bone or two, be a nice guy about it. You know, he's one of my good friends, so I guess he's trying to be nice to me. But, yeah, you know, I've got involved a little bit on a couple short passes here and there, so that's been nice.
I'm through a lot of lead blocks. How's the body? You got to be a little bit banged up at this point.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's, you know, you're sore after the game for a couple days, and, yeah, you know, body-wise feel good. You know, the trainers and Coach Dole do an excellent job of keeping our, you know, physically, the, you know, physical preparation for each game. They do a great job of getting our bodies into the best condition we can. So, and if you have a dink or a bump or bruise or something or an injury, they do a great job with rehabilitation and giving us the best exercises to do in order to, you know, get that injury fixed.
Well, about as far as, you know, the byproduct is it could help your chances maybe of playing one day in a professional ranks because you get to do it if you do it Iowa. You know what I mean? You get it more commonly in the pros than you do it. You know, it's that mix of nobody does it in college, but it seems like everybody does it at the next level. Is that the byproduct? You know, is that the mix of it all?
As far as strength conditioning and stuff like that?
Or just preparing for maybe one day getting to play on Sundays. Is the opportunity to come to Iowa, is that the right, you know what I'm saying, the right school, the right place?
Iowa preparing you for, okay, gotcha.
Because not everybody gets
to. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention there for a second. Definitely. Yeah, Iowa's a great place, you know, for the NFL. I mean, you know, obviously there's some teams around the country that bring him, you know, get more guys from the NFL. But, you know, in the past, you know, if you're a senior starter and those guys have, you know, a high percentage of getting a shot at the NFL, getting into camp, whether drafted or as a free agent. And, yeah, I think Coach Ferentz and the whole entire staff does a good job at preparing the, you know, Iowa players for the NFL.
You feel needed then.
Huh?
You do feel needed then.
Yeah, a little bit needed. Yeah, definitely.
What's the one thing you're looking forward to doing during the bye week that you don't get a chance to do when you have a game?
I think, to be honest, just wake up Saturday morning and relax and watch all the games and just, you know, completely be relaxed mentally and physically. I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most, just waking up whenever, not setting an alarm. You know, sleeping without an alarm is awesome. I can't remember the last time I did that. So I'm going to, you know, enjoy that, wake up, watch some games, and hang out.
How much of the Michigan State game do you intend on watching then?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll watch whatever game's on, whatever is a good game. I'll be flipping through them all. But, yeah. I mean, I won't have any game in particular, but yeah, I'm sure I'll check out that game and all the other games around the country.
Just how different is it for you to watch a game like on TV and just kind of sit back and be a fan of it as opposed to, you know, being down here and watching film all the time?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's different. You sometimes catch yourself doing the same things or looking for the same things you would while you're watching film. But yeah, definitely a ton. It's sometimes kind of fun to get it, you know, watch it on TV and be a little more of a fan, as you said.